Radio Influence. The future is now. You know her from network radio, but now she's on the net and in your head. Don't believe me, just watch. This is the Fabulous Sports Babe on Radio Influence.
Hey, it's me. It's the Babecast. Don't you love it when you go to Babecast? It's on the radio program. Now, first and foremost, I took 4 months off. It was spectacular. And not only did I go to places I hadn't been to since I was very young, but it was very lovely in all the places that I went to see. I went to New York for probably a week and a half. It was about 9 million degrees. My friend kept going, do you want to go out? No. But you lived in New York. I don't want to go out. I didn't want, it was just too. I wasn't going that way at all. Let me just think about some of the things that are going on. I did have a very good time, and I spent like a month in Asheville. I'm starting to really like that place a lot. I'm starting to really like it. And I took a bunch of art classes. If you know anything about me, I got absolutely no business taking an art class. But I was there acting like I knew what I was doing. The one I really like is like $1 million versus you can't just sketch on something because when I sketch, it don't look like anything like that. We've got things to do here. Oh, let me just do this right now. We're going to talk about the matchups and all that kind of stuff. Houston at New England. I got to tell you, I know they're both blah, blah, blah. Okay? I got a blah, 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 blah. But you know what? I still like that New England. Now, Houston's going to come in there and they've got a 1-point favorite. I don't care. I still like them no matter what. But can I just tell you something? I'm going through all of these and blah, blah. And they finally are going to have a big game here. It's a 4 o'clock game. And it's going to be the Rams playing against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which are the team that I have to watch besides being the Patriots first, and I have to put up with these guys. But I have to tell you something. All of a sudden, there's a big to-do. It's 2016. Since 2008, I have been saying, get a ferry to go from Tampa to St. Pete. And for people who don't know, it's across the 7 Mile Bridge is essentially what you go across from Tampa to get to St. Pete. And it's just a boom, that's all. But I've been telling them, get a ferry and put it back and forth. And now there's like a big to-do. They want to get a ferry. Why does no one listen to me? I mean, just absolutely no one listens to me at all. I just thought I would tell you that. Let me see what else is going on. Hey, I have to tell you something. Rams, I have to tell you, as terrible as they've been, every time they beat the Seahawks, it's either tied or a 1-point game. So the fact that they won the other day, I'm not even surprised about that. They may not be very good, but that's the one thing that's going on. I'm looking at some of these things right now, and I'm thinking, Arizona, you're all right. Buffalo, you're horrible. Do I believe in the New York Giants? I think so, but I'm not really sure as of now. What else do I believe in today? Well, it's only 3 games into it, 2 games going. So I'm not really sure. And you know what? I got to tell you something. Let's talk about me. Let's talk about Adrian Peterson. Now, he has a meniscus. So let's talk about me. Let's talk about the one time that I had the meniscus. The first, and you know, it wasn't, damn it, I wasn't in football. And I was doing my show at ABC in New York, and we were doing our show there. And I got out of a chair and went, ow, what is that? And it was the first time I ever went into the hospital to get anything done. It was a meniscus tear is what it was. And so he's over there saying, oh, I'm going to be back in 3 or 4. What did they say? He 3 or 4 weeks or 3 or 4 months? I don't remember what they said. Jerry will tell me when we're done. But they said he was going to be gone for 3 or 4 weeks. And I was like, what are you talking about? And when I got it done, I have to tell you, I hadn't been maybe a month or so in New York. I got up 5 o'clock in the morning. I drive over to Lenox, get over there. I'm there at like 6 o'clock in the morning. They're going to do this kind of thing, blah, blah. I get out of there and I'm having a little bit of trouble coming out of that craziness they put you into. It's taken me a while. So it's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I get in the car and I'm driving back. I'm on Park Avenue. I've never been on Park Avenue in my life. And I'm on Park Avenue and I have no idea where I'm going. I just know I have to come up here, take a right and go down on 57th because that's where I live. That's all I know. It was a nightmare. I'm telling you, I was like freaking out that people were going to smash. And, you know, they were just smashing into people like crazy. And I didn't know that. But I remember that was the very, very first time that I ever had to go under the knife. And it didn't bother me for the first couple of days. And then it hurt me a lot. And then one day I leaned over and I picked a dime off the floor. And I realized it didn't hurt me anymore. And it never did after that. But that was prelude to other stuff that's going on. Anything else that I'm watching over here? Hey, you know what? These are the times right now. I got to tell you, you know what? I don't want to say anything, but the USA is pretty terrible in the hockey thing. Oh, they lost. It's a miracle they were even still in it, but it's okay. I got that one way or the other, but still, it didn't do anything to me. I'm thinking, you know what? It's football. I love football. Nothing exciting is going to happen until after the first 4 weeks, and we'll see what's going to happen. I do, however, love Ohio State. That's all I have to say. I love Ohio State, and I have to tell you, I like them a lot, but I thought their defense gave up a lot on that stupid Oklahoma team. There are a lot of teams we can talk about more that's going on. All right, I'm the Babe. Guess what? Christine Brennan gave me a minute, and I am so glad. Wait till you hear it. I just love talking to Christine Brennan from USA Today. It's time for the Babe Cast. You know what? I have so many things. I want to talk to you about Rio, but I have to talk to you about the Kaepernick thing, because those are the things that everybody's talking about. And it's very interesting how everybody wanted to kill him the first time. And he had been sitting down for like a couple of national anthems. And it wasn't until like the third game that they all noticed that he was sitting down. And now it's been kind of, you know, I frankly like the fact that this has happened because it certainly brought the conversation to everybody now.
Absolutely. That's what I think. Whether you despise what he's doing
exactly,
or you defend it to the hilt, whether you like it or you hate it, whether you think it's a horrible thing for the nation or a great thing for the nation, whatever you think, we're having a conversation. What could possibly be wrong with having another important conversation? As you know, Babe, sports takes us to these places and takes us, brings people in that who otherwise wouldn't be in the conversation, be it domestic violence, Ray Rice, the punch, the video, that horrible thing 2 years ago. I think we're better for having that conversation. Leagues are better for addressing it, the issue, of course. I'm not comparing one with the other. I'm just saying that it's great to have that conversation. It's not always pleasant to have these conversations. Lance Armstrong, steroids,
yeah,
cheating, that was a good conversation. Title IX, the value of Title IX, are you kidding me? As a woman's running for president, as women are in charge as never before in our nation, we shouldn't be talking about the value of Title IX, but there were people who didn't like it. We have that conversation. So on and on it goes. I think I'm all for free speech. It's what the United States was built upon, and thank goodness for that.
You know, and I think one of the things, too, is that when he got there, and it's like they were all having a fit, and now it's a few weeks later, and people are maybe seeing it in a different way. But, you know, people are still going to call him and say, oh, I'm going to kill him, and because we seem to be in the world where if I don't like what you say, let's kill him right then and there.
Well, there's that, and the
yeah,
public discourse, it couldn't get worse, and it's terrible, and it's reprehensible, whether it be anyone just saying that or, gosh, dare I say it, a presidential candidate alluding to it. So, you know, we should all rise up and say that is unacceptable. That's another story for another day, but I hate that kind of speech and talk, and that is not protected. You know, you can't scream fire in a crowded movie theater. There are things you cannot do, and that's also the point. We all censor ourselves every day. We all do things or don't do things every day, every minute. And so I'm making a word choice right now that is a different word choice than maybe what I might have wanted to make. You know, I mean, this is how
right,
we talk. So I think that's important. I think I wish everyone would just calm down. I'm a person who stands for national anthems. I stand, of course, for the United States national anthem, but I was just in Rio where I stood for every anthem. And sometimes I'm on deadline at the swimming venue and I really should be sitting finishing my column because my editors need it. And I stand
right,
for the Great Britain anthem. I stood for the Russian national anthem And I had to ask myself, what? Wait a minute. Russia shouldn't even be at the Olympics in Rio because of their state-sponsored cheating, very different from Lance Armstrong or Marion Jones. I mean, the Russians for 5 years, government-sponsored, state-sponsored systemic cheating. And there I am, the goofy, you know, American, standing for the Russian national anthem at a fencing event, in large part because I just believe that you honor that moment for that country, even if you, in the Russian case, it was, you know, I was kind of laughing at myself for standing there. That's what I do. But then I, as in my next breath, as you know what I'm going to say, is I absolutely 100% defend the right of Megan Rapinoe or Colin Kaepernick or these other athletes to do what they believe is important during the playing of the national anthem. If you don't respect their right to do that, well, then what are you thinking? Because that's what the United States stands for.
Now, I have to tell you, we talked about Megan Rapinoe, and she decided to put her knee down, and I get all of that. So let me go to the next part. Christine, I think I'm really pissed off in 2019. What year is it? 2016. Let me try that again. Christine, I think I'm really pissed off in 2016. And the reason being is that in the 70s and the 80s, I could have been a decent quarterback. I could have done this. I could have done that. But none of that happened for me. And now you can do whatever you want to. So now that I'm way too old to do this, I'm getting more aggravated about it because I thought that could have happened for me, but it didn't.
Right, right. What you're saying is the older people get, the more entrenched they get and they're angry?
No. I'm just saying that if I had been 25 now, I would have been able to be a quarterback, a guard. I could have been all these things that you wanted to be as a woman then in the 70s and the 80s. And now it's 2016 and I'm too damn old to do it. And it pisses me off.
Well, I love the opportunities that girls and women have now. It's what you and I would have hoped and dreamed for. Here's the perfect example. I'm almost 6 feet tall. I'm 5'11 and 5'11 and a half, and I played basketball my whole life. And I remember all through 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, just shooting baskets on our driveway in the suburbs of Toledo, Ohio, sometimes with siblings, my siblings' friends, of course. But there was no organized team for me to play on until my freshman year of high school. And then I was a 6-sport athlete at my high school, Ottawa Hills High School, and a couple of years I didn't do all 6 sports. But bottom line is, I ran between basketball and volleyball in the winter and field hockey and tennis in the fall and track and field softball in the spring. And that's what I love doing. So I had those up. I took advantage of it when I finally could in high school. But there was nothing for me. Well, my niece, who is 12, has been playing organized basketball since maybe 2nd grade, house league and AAU and other things, since 4th grade. And okay, there's 2 ways to look at that. I can go, oh, woe is me. I didn't get those opportunities when I was
littler.
Yeah, or, and this is my 100% where I go on this, I'm just thrilled for her and I get to watch her. And, oh, thank goodness she has those opportunities. We did not know what we didn't have back then. And I am okay with it because the march of history and the march of time allows for these amazing things to be happening for girls and women, not just in sports, but throughout politics in our country now, in a way that we never would have imagined, but thank goodness they're happening now.
I'm still pissed, Christine. I'm still pissed about that when I look at it. By the way, can I just go this way? So, because I know that you're busy, but let me just ask you, can we go to Rio? Can we just get through everything and go, whatever happened to that Phelps guy? Because this other guy has taken all of the thing. You've said he should be suspended. I think he's just a moron.
Well, I think those two thoughts can coexist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said he should be suspended. I actually was reporting that he was going to be suspended, babe, and then I was able to break the news that he was suspended, partially because longevity is not a bad thing. I've been doing sports journalism for 35 years, and you treat people right, they treat you right, and I have sources and I know people throughout the Olympic world. I've just covered my 17th Olympics in a row, winter, summer, going back to 84 in LA. And so being around, there's value in longevity. Hopefully not all news organizations will get rid of all the 50 somethings and have 25 year olds because the 25 year olds don't have the sources that the 50 somethings have. And so that was, just a delight for me in Rio as I was working for USA Today and also CNN and ABC News and PBS NewsHour and NPR a little as well, that I had those sources and I was able to break the news that they would suspend Ryan Lochte. And then 2.5, 3 weeks later, he was suspended And I was able to break that news as well. 10 months, TMZ had it before we did it at USA Today, but, you know, I figure we're the legit news source. And so 10 months for Ryan Lochte, here's why. Whatever happened at that gas station, and we know that Lochte and his guys shouldn't have done some things. We know the Brazilian police, I'm sure, right, should not have done some things. This is not about the Brazilian police. This is about the U.S. Olympic Committee and what it was going to do to its athletes. The Brazilians can figure out what they're doing with the police and or their security people or the gas station security people or the gas station people or whoever the heck all those people were. That their behavior was not good either. But that's their problem. For the U.S., as a journalist covering the U.S. and covering the U.S. Olympic Committee, it absolutely is proper and right for the U.S. Olympic Committee and USA Swimming to do what they did. Ryan Lochte signs a code of conduct, as did the other three swimmers, much younger than Lochte. Lochte is 32. He's not 22. He's 32. Mm-hmm. His behavior was just atrocious. As an emissary, as a representative of the United States of America, he signed on for that. He did not have to sign on for that. If he said, "No, I don't want to sign a code of conduct. I want to go out and do crazy stuff," he did not have to go to the Olympics and represent the United States. That was his decision. And as a four-time Olympian, he knows exactly what is expected. Right. And you're representing your country. And the notion of getting drunk and then lying about it, telling different stories at different times to the State Department, U.S. Olympic Committee, then going to NBC saying something different, and then leaving the country, leaving the other three men who are telling the story for you, and going along with you, Ryan Lochte, leaving them the twist in the wind and being two of them being hauled off a plane, utterly embarrassing for Lochte, for the United States, and telling a story, the gun to the head part of the story, babe,
yeah,
that plays into the worst stereotypes of your Brazilian hosts as Rio is trying to do a good job. Bravo to them for pulling the games off after all the odds were against them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've told a story that plays right into the worst stereotype about Rio. Shame on you, Ryan Lochte. 10 months, also the World Championships, which is effectively more than a year. Who knows what will happen? He's 32. He'll be 34 in 2 years when he can come back into major competition. And maybe we won't see him again. Maybe we will. But Ryan Lochte deserved all that, and I would even say more, for just the awful behavior as an American, playing to those worst stereotypes of the ugly American frat boy, believing he can do anything and get away with it.
Christine, I appreciate that immensely. You know what? Considering the fact there's a million people trying to talk to her, I'm very glad that she talks to me through this whole thing. And you know what? I understand about your niece and all that, but I'm still pissed. No, I might not have been the best quarterback. I'd be a good quarterback. It's just that somehow my height never got up there. She sits there and tells you she's 6 feet tall. She's like almost a foot taller than I am. I'm still pissed. I'm glad that you got it done. I understand that. And there are people like that. And I say to myself all the time, remember, you did the one thing that no one else did. So that's what you have to remember about yourself. But it pisses me off that I can't play quarterback right now. Well, now I'm getting more aggravated. I'm going to have to go outside. Oh, no, it's hot out. I forgot about that. All right, I have to go now. I'll go and try. By the way, we're going to try and do this every week. I couldn't help it when I was busy. I couldn't help it. It was just great, and I couldn't help myself. But anyway, I'll be doing this because it's football, and that's the only thing I care about. After all, it's Radio Influence. You know what? It's the Babe Cast.
If you know the Babe at all, you'll know the show never ends.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Follow her on Twitter at RealSportsBabe and subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher. This has been the Fabulous Sports Babe on Radio Influence. Radio Influence strives to bring you the best in digital media broadcasting. We've got something for everybody. National sports radio talents such as the Fabulous Sports Babe and Rich Herrera. Huge podcasts like the Don Tony and Kevin Castle Show. And the MMA Insiders with Jason Floyd and Sam Kaplan. New shows like Beyond the Badge with Vincent Hill. Entertainment shows like LOL with Nancy Alexander. And shows that'll make you think like Dangerous Conversation with Scott Ledger.
We've got you covered.
You can find all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and RadioInfluence.com.